Yes, indeed, y'all. We're back. How's it going? Y'all know I'm cooling. I am your host, D. Miller L. This is the MKD Podcast. Welcome to all the new people. I want to salute the return listeners. What's up with y'all? Let's go. We got a little bit of news that we want to discuss. It should be a good episode here. Again, more positive signal in the space as far as I'm concerned. So before we actually get into the topic, I'll let you know right now we're going to be discussing some of the new happenings in the NFT space. So let's take care of our housekeeping, and then we'll go on ahead and get on into it. I want to remind you all of my referral links that you see there in my social media. Make sure that you're using those. I actually use all of the services that I have referral links on my social media for, and they're dope. They're dope. Right, so I want to start right there. Whether it's the Strike wallet or the Fold card or Swan Bitcoin or Casa, whichever, I'll say this, I think that you're going to be glad that you're utilizing those particular services. They're all different, some similar, but all different. Let me just run through this real quick for y'all. The Fold card referral link, this is going to get you Bitcoin as a reward back. So as opposed to cash back, you get Bitcoin back. So with each purchase, you're earning Bitcoin. Dope. Right? Next up, Strike. A good way to purchase Bitcoin, a good way to send and receive Bitcoin. And then, of course, you know, we like Jack. Jack is a cool dude, doing a lot of good work in the space, so we want to support that. Next up is going to be Swan Bitcoin. This is probably a good DCA platform. That means dollar cost to average, and you can go directly from Swan Bitcoin into your cold storage. And this leads us into the final one, Casa. The Casa's product or service is how to secure your Bitcoin, right, in a cold storage. They've got the best security strategy for your Bitcoin, in my opinion. So definitely, if you're in need of those services, that's why I dropped those referral links. Okay. So let's get on into it now. Let's get on into the episode. NFTs. It's all the hoopla. You know, a lot of people are hoping that it blows up faster than the ICO market. Yeah, a lot of the people that do not care for NFTs or do not like it. Whatever, do not care about it. They're hoping that it just blows up so that they can get a good laugh. But these people aren't happy. That's really what I'm drawing from that. And it says a lot. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about like energies. This is the Trillionaire Energy series. This is episode number 13, by the way. So I want to make sure I'm discussing this not only on a basic mundane level, you know, the technical side of the game, but we gotta talk about the energy in the space too. And like I said, there's a lot of negativity, right, an opposition towards NFTs, and it's because many people feel like it's vaporware and that people are being conned, right? They think that it's mostly a scam. Okay, well, here's the thing. Here's the good news. Here's the good news, right? The good news is that, yeah, you're right. There's some scammers, right? But there's like scammers that deal with just Bitcoin. Right? I mean, there's people that scam to get Bitcoin. Right? So now let's deal with this just for a moment, right? Let's deal with this just for a moment. What I don't want to address too long, however, is these feelings, these people that are being emotional and saying that are trivializing NFTs, right? Because what they're doing essentially is treating it like it's a cheap thrill, and surely that's what it's going to be for them. They're going to constantly find things that affirm that, and they're going to align themselves with, you know, information and people that are in agreement with them. And that's fine. Do what you got to do, right? Whatever floats your boat, as they say. Now, here's the news. The news is Coinbase, right? Enters the pale horse. Here comes Coinbase. Coinbase is now going to have an NFT marketplace by the end of the year. So now, read it and weep. Do your Googles. Coinbase is opening up an NFT platform. I even seen that they had Steve Stout. He's even inked a deal to have artists start releasing things on the Coinbase platform as well. Now, if y'all don't know who Steve Stout is, this dude is like one of the architects behind, we'll say, hip-hop culture to a degree, the modern hip-hop culture. For real. For real. Do your Googles. You know, y'all know I'm a guy of culture, man, already. Right? That's after my own heart. So, I'm letting you know, right? Again, pure signal. NFTs ain't going nowhere. Digital goods, it's not going anywhere. And in fact, this is going to explode. This is going to expand beyond our imaginings. I've already stated in a previous episode that it's likely to take over logistics. It's likely to take over, you know, what am I looking for here? I'm looking for a term. It's likely to take over we'll just leave it at logistics. The idea of a particular entity producing a good and us being able to document that good, right, as far as inventory. Excuse me. And then, of course, ensuring the authenticity of the goods. This thing that we're calling NFTs is like the new framework for goods and how we produce the goods, or at least how we do the logistics around the goods, royalties, all of that. So it's a very powerful, very, very powerful technology, or I should say a very, very large amount of finance will be released due to Bitcoin, the technology, right? That Bitcoin enabled the NFT, or I should say this current form of the NFT, because it's actually not solidified yet. We're just tapping the surface of what these quote unquote NFTs will be, and I'm saying this because sure, you can buy a digital good, right? You can buy a digital good on a marketplace, and you can call that an NFT, right? Similar to how the children want different digital goods for their video game, okay? Skins and all that. We can talk about NFTs on that level. However, there will be other kinds of NFTs, like another one that I've been hearing about, and this will be something that would be very interesting, is the idea of like a financial product being sold as an NFT. It's going to get weird. It's going to get just like that. Like, what happens when you blend DeFi with NFTs? Right? Does it sound weird? Yeah. They're going to come and they're going to be of a sort and a variety. Like I said, who knows? Maybe what we're bearing witness to, again, is something like, you know how we went from, what was it, like 8-track to the tape? How you got the records, the 8-tracks, the tapes, to the CDs, right? I think that that's what's happening. Something analogous to that. NFTs are like, it's the framing in which we deliver the goods. Yeah, it's the framework for delivering the goods. Hey, y'all. Like I said, it is an amazing time in this space. It's amazing. I want to remind you before I let you go, my DMs are open. Request your MKD podcast NFT right away. There's another thing that's auspicious about the date with Coinbase's release, right? They're saying that by the end of the year. So there's something that's going to change about our MKD podcast NFT at the end of the year as well. And that's going to be that the price is going to go up. Right, we've stated this. There will be certain time markers where we're going to increase the cost of the NFT. So right now, you're able to get the NFT for 100,000 Satoshis or 0.001 Bitcoin. Or you can just pay $50. I recommend using the Strike wallet. Use my referral link. If you're a member of the BBB, that's the Black Bitcoin Billionaires, you'll get 50% off with your request. So just let me know. You follow me. You're a member there on Clubhouse of the Black Bitcoin Billionaires, and you'll receive your 50% off discount. Again, this is to our event on October 31st. Come one, come all. October 31st, I'll be bringing out my NFT collection. I have been keeping this concealed. I'll be bringing it out and using it to tell my Bitcoin story. So yeah, come with your questions about NFTs. Come with your questions about Bitcoin. Come with your questions concerning, you know, my story. And we can chop it up. We can have a good time, you know? And then if you catch a vibe, if you recognize this as like your tribe, if you recognize, hey, you know, this is me. This is what I already do, or this is what I'm already about. Well, then yeah, that's when the community aspect becomes probably the most relevant thing to you. There's an added value, right? It's not just about me talking at you on the podcast and you listening. You can actually gain, right? Gain value and your participation, right? Think of it as a play to earn kind of thing, right? So the way that our community is established and set up is that your level of engagement, which is what I'm going to call play, is how you actually earn. And I'm talking about Bitcoin. I'm not talking about earning some merit, right? Or some kind of little token badge or some more tokens. Like, no. No. We're Bitcoin based. And when I say earn, I literally mean earning Bitcoin. So if you guys haven't already, make sure that you check out our NFT launch video. It will give you a little more context to this gameplay, right? The play to earn. I go over a strategy, or at least I present the framing for the strategy. And I use the game Monopoly. Y'all make sure that y'all check out that launch video. That way you can see how I'm kind of framing this play. So again, long story short, get your tickets now, because it will go up by the new year. It will go from 100,000 Satoshis to 500,000 Satoshis. 500,000 Satoshis on the new year, y'all. Okay, so get your tickets earlier than the new year. Because when the new year comes, the price is going to get hiked up. We're still going to have the Black Bitcoin Billionaire discount. So don't worry about that. I'm not going to rug pull you on that. But be prepared, be advised. Come the new year, there's going to be a price adjustment. All right then, folks. We're going to let this episode go. I'll catch y'all on the next one. Peace.